My name's Alyssa Hawke, and I'm calling because I want it on the public record that I think the September 11 terrorist attacks were a false flag psychological operation on all of us. And I think that, you know, the National Security Hotline is probably one of the best places to start.
Okay.
So, is this the right sort of line to talk to?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this theory, or have you looked into it yourself? You're not interested in that as a theory? Because I tell you, you spend 2 hours on the net or read anything and you it won't take you long to understand.
Yeah, the hotline, we take more information, we take information and process it to the police, send it off to the police.
Okay.
So it's more, I suppose, actionable type of information, if that makes any sense.
Well, this is very important. This is like killing 3,000 of your own nation or of a nation's citizens and then blaming it on somebody else so that they can actually start a war against all of us. There is no war on terror, you know? I want it on the record that I'm aware of the agenda for the New World Order and I see the Freemasonic Illuminati symbolism all over Canberra to Washington to the Mount of the Temple of Thormon and... You know, I want it known that all their wars and economic fluctuations are planned and sponsored, that we all know this now, and I'm opposed to Codex Alimentarius and the assault on my free choice for natural healing, and I do not want to be microchipped, and I do not want to be vaccinated by any company that was famous for putting monkey and children and chicken cancer viruses in vaccines, and I'm just wondering if collectively we can make a citizen's arrest against the ruling bloodline families of the world for crimes against humanity. I mean, they're clearly insane. Are you there, Matthew?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you know, since they control the military and the weaponry and the world's wealth, how are we going to arrest them, you know? I mean, for mass murder, for nuclear and chemical weapons, this is us that I'm talking about. That's why I want this on the record. Millions of innocent humans being vaporized, blown to bits or poisoned and burnt and given genetic mutations with our taxpayers' money. This is racism, ethnic cleansing, political assassination, weather control, you know, chemtrails, whatever you believe about that. They're poisoning our water with fluoride. They're poisoning all our food. They're restricting access to nutrients and vitamins. They're committing lives, corruption, crimes against humanity, profiteering from insider trading and prison camps and tax evasion and slavery. And we're too busy worrying about whether Britney Spears has gone mental. And they're making this terrorism, you know. There is no way to measure the pain of covering up events like 9/11 or Port Arthur or Bali. And I just really want this on the record. Like, I understand this is just a job for you and everybody needs to, you know, make a wage. I do accept that, but, you know, why is it that 1% of the world's population can actually control the other 99%? Because they own the banks and the land and the resources, but also why are we all passively cooperating with this madness? Because the 1% who write the rules have actually taught the other 99% of us how to obey them and feel powerless. And I know that, you know, ignorance is bliss and things aren't that bad and let God take care of everything and everything, if you believe, you know, that that's going to help. But it's just really a worry for people who think about it. I mean, people will say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, but no, I'm actually you're a coincidence theorist if you don't tie these things together. It takes 5 minutes. The other thing is, this is a security hotline for terrorism, you know. More people die every year falling downstairs than actually from terrorism. And, you know, more fatalities occur each day from the medical malpractice than terrorism for the whole year. But these are things we really need to stop, this farce of having a security hotline to, you know, report a bag or that's on a bus. If you look into the 7/7 attacks in London, you'll also recognise after a few hours' investigation that that's another false flag attack. If you look into Bali in any depth, you'll also see that that's probably another false flag attack. And if you look into the Port Arthur attack in Melbourne, in Tasmania, that's also a false flag attack. And these are crimes being committed on us, you know. I mean, I'm sure people would love for me to come in there and give the evidence that I have, but there are university professors and engineers and military and demolition experts and police and witnesses that will not be heard because these people control you, me, us. They control the media and probably this phone line. You know, we're all dominated by these masters. I understand you have to make a wage, but they're your masters too. Don't you get sick of the lies we're told to forward in this ever increasingly fascist agenda? But I do contact those people, but don't you recognise they are puppets for the masters? They have no more power than you or I have. The only power we have is our daily life, what we spend our time doing.
Just because I can't enter into any political discussion, we just take information.
I know that you probably can't because it's not your job to get involved in these things while you're on the phone, but, you know, do you feel that you can't explore these things because there may be a risk of losing your income for your family and your loved ones?
I can't talk about this type of stuff, so unless you have any information in relation to security, I'm going to have to...
Well, I mean, it's just that it's our security I'm talking about. This is the people, all of us. It's our security I'm talking about.
Okay, well, I can't enter into any political discussion, okay, Melissa?
That's okay, I understand.
Okay.
I guess I just wanted to be heard and I wanted my feelings to be on the record. That, you know, I've just decided to wake up and face my theory, but there is actually still the essence of democracy here, and you and I, we need to exercise it before this fascist apparatus really has the capacity to take away from us our human rights and freedom. All right, Matt, thanks. It's been good talking.
Thank you.